This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's all for real.
Talking all things high school sports on Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at The D Lewis For Real, at 92.9, The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS_Nation_ on the X. You can also find us on YouTube, Prep Sports Nation, Instagram, Twitter, as I just mentioned, TikTok, that one. I forgot about that one, TikTok. Just Google Prep Sports Nation. You'll see some of the recaps of some of the matches, baseball, soccer. Obviously, we're in spring, so lacrosse, track and field. You'll see a lot of recaps of that, some highlights of some of the performances and things of that nature. Welcome into a weekly dive into the world of high school sports here in Georgia. Of course, if it makes sense nationally, we'll talk about it, but we like to keep it right here in our own backyard in the great state of GA. Final segment here of the show coming up in just a few minutes. You'll hear my conversation with Amaya Jackson of the Brookwood Broncos track and field team. Also was a member of their soccer team, but now playing for ECNL, which is like the major club, I guess you would say, club league for soccer among student athletes, whenever, especially for those that don't play with their teams, their high school teams, I should say. So great conversation with that young lady. You'll hear that one as well. Thank you to Ebony White of the Banneker Trojan track and field team for hopping on. And you heard that conversation just before we went to the break. Real quick, what I'm looking forward to this upcoming week, going to be doing some more track and field. Shouts out to Gwinnett County. The Gwinnett County Championships will take place this weekend on Saturday. Shouts out to Coach Etienne, Wesley Etienne, over at Archer. He hit me up. He told me about it back when I actually covered their media day, their first ever media day. But he hit me up this week just to kind of remind me that it was taking place. So filled out my media request thing there, and I will be there to check that out. Also, been kind of keeping my eye on what's been going on. I've been at some baseball games, but Walton and Etowah, arguably considered number one and number two in the state, depending on, you know, what sources you kind of look at. They've kicked off their best of three region regular season region series matchup. Etowah took game one on Tuesday, yesterday, so they'll resume that matchup. They'll doubleheader that thing tomorrow. So it's at Etowah. I really want to go out there and try to see what's happening, at least for the third game. But we'll see, because, you know, I got to be up early and be here at the station Friday morning really early. So, you know, I may make the drive, but or maybe I'll go and just see what happens with game two, because if Etowah wins it, then they win the series. But obviously Walton is going to try to steal that one and then give themselves a chance to get the series in with the third game, and which would be the second game of the doubleheader. So those are kind of the two big things I'm kind of looking forward to seeing how they shake out this week. And then real quick, too, I want to talk about this transfer portal thing, because even though it's college, right, the impact for high school kids, and you know what, I'm going to try to get somebody on. I don't think we're on next week, because I believe the Hawks will be in. Matter of fact, yeah, I got it right here in front of me. So next week, Hawks are in Dallas. So we probably, because it's an 8:30 tip, yeah, we're probably not going to be on next week. So maybe the following week, I'm going to try and see if we can get someone on the basketball side of things, because I could tap into Rusty, but not that Rusty doesn't keep up with the basketball side, but I know he really, really follows the football stuff. But I'd be really intrigued to see how there's over. So the most recent report I saw said there was 1,200 kids in the transfer portal currently right now, because the portal just opened up a couple days ago. And I got to imagine that the impact that that has on high school kids trying to go somewhere, it's got to be, that's a lot, because 1,200, that's a lot of doggone kids. And if you look at the NCAA tournament, if you follow the college basketball period this year, so many programs have picked up kids that either transfer, coming out of JUCO, like, so the impact, it's got to be like, I'm imagining that you really got to be like the one to kind of go to some of these top programs. Now, granted, there's a lot of schools out there, so it doesn't mean you're not getting recruited, but maybe your ideal schools, maybe that list kind of, you have to change up that list because of stuff like this. 1,200 kids in the portal, that is a lot. So going to keep my eye on that. And like I said, when we're back live in 2 weeks, see if we can have somebody on. Maybe I'll hit Joel, see if Joel, if he wants to get in and then talk about that a little bit. And Joel Hillsman, Hillsman Heavy. I always like to have him on talking some hoops. So, because that's a lot of kids. So just thought that was intriguing. That kind of caught my attention. So anyway, great conversation that I got to have with Amaya Jackson of Brookwood Broncos Track and Field. She's also a great soccer standout as well. And here is that conversation.
And we'll head out to the wave4.com hotline where Amaya joins us now. Amaya, first off, I want to say thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Congratulations to you, young lady, on the success you've been having throughout your high school career. And let's get into it. So without a doubt, we know soccer has been life for you. From the looks of things, as long as it can be, you're going to keep doing it. However, this spring, you opted to run track. You know, how has that transition been for you?
It's been really great. Like, track is a new sport. I've never done it before, so it's kind of refreshing and, like, also a big confidence boost to be able to go into a new sport and be really good at it and, like, learn everything that there is to be learned about it.
All right. And how important do you believe running track can be for you in terms of when you get back on the pitch, you know, for your next ECNL season? You know, how important will it be for you to have this kind of track experience under your belt?
I think it's very important because unlike soccer, track is kind of, it's like a team sport, but you're running the races by yourself. So it's preparing me mentally to push through when I'm extremely tired. I run the 400 and the 800, so I definitely need a lot of mental strength to finish those races by myself and not have like a whole team around me to support me and run it with me.
All right. And do you definitely see yourself running again next spring?
Yeah, track is really fun. The exercises and workouts are really hard, but I've definitely seen an improvement when I go back and play soccer in like my conditioning and my stamina, my running form, and also my speed overall in general.
All right, spending time on the wave4.com hotline here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Amaya Jackson joins us. Brookwood Broncos, track and field, as well as a soccer player. Take us back, Amaya. When did you really begin taking soccer seriously in regards to playing it competitively?
So I want to say when I was 11, that was my first year going into ECNL. I just, like, really felt that spark with soccer. I would be outside all the time. I remember when it used to get dark, I used to make my dad hold the flashlight outside and go and juggle. But I just really, like, loved the process and especially the games and how competitive, like, ECNL was compared to, like, when I was playing the younger levels and stuff. So it was just like a really fun experience and the process was so fun. And then like seeing all your work like starting to pay off and how you can grow as a player in a sport so quickly, it really like made my passion explode for it.
All right. And at this level of competition, what would you say you love most about the game of soccer?
definitely the fact that it's so physical, but also you have to be smart when you play. You have to know what pass to make, what run to make. Like, it's not like all about your athleticism or your skill. You have to know what you're doing and think while you're on the field.
All right, and obviously you're running track. You got practices throughout the week, meets and things of that nature, but you're probably still putting in work to prepare for your next soccer season. You know, are there areas that you're focused on as far as what you want to improve on?
Yeah, so we have nationals this summer coming up. Obviously, we play, like, extremely good teams. So my main areas for soccer to improve on, just my physical fitness, how much I can run, how much I can exert on the field for those 90 minutes that I'll be playing the game, and also just my overall mental strength. I have everything else. I just need to really push myself so that way I can grow my mental stamina and strength.
All right, and would you say there's any particular players that you've studied and or have a style that you like to kind of watch?
Yes, so my favorite player to watch is probably Trinity Rodman because mm-hmm. she has so much flair, but the player I study the most is Lindsey Horan. Mm-hmm. She wins like 99% of her tackles. She's very good on and off the ball. It's very, like, it's not likely at all that she's going to lose the ball. She can pull off extremely hard passes. And she's just, like, really smart about how she plays the game.
Mm-hmm.
I also like the ticky-tack style, like a lot of passing and moving and passing and moving on and off the ball.
All right. Spending time on the WayForward.com hotline, Amaya Jackson, Brookwood Broncos, track and field, as well as soccer. She is a member of the ECNL teams and just a phenomenal student athlete. What would you say have been some of the biggest lessons you've learned over the years that, you know, when it's time to continue your academic and athletic career at the next level, what's some things that, you know, are going to stick with you?
So firstly, the most important, I think, especially that my parents taught me a lot, is time management. You need to be able to balance your schoolwork, your rest and recovery time, and the work that you put in for your sport.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the biggest thing for me going through this whole process is you have to be patient with yourself and be patient with the process and understand if you want to be great or good at anything, it's going to be hard and you're going to have to put in a lot of work, but you just need to be patient with yourself and keep working at it until you get it.
Good deal, man. Great stuff, Amaya. Let's get back to the track real quick before I let you go. I believe you guys have, is it the Gwinnett County Championships that's this weekend?
Yes.
All right, and you said you run the 4 and the 8. Now, 4 I can get a little bit. The 8, well, actually both of them, because the 4 has turned into a straight-up sprint. How did you pick those two events?
So it was actually an accident. I really wanted to run the 200 because... Okay. I really want to run the 200 because I feel like it gives me just enough time to build up to my max speed,
mm-hmm.
and I can sprint the whole thing easily without getting tired after. Most of my teammates who do track run the 400, so I was kind of expecting them to put me in that,
mm-hmm.
but he was like asking me what events I wanted to run, and I was like, well, some of my teams run the 4 and 800, and he was like, oh, we need 800 runners. So then I was like, okay, I guess I'll do it. And
oh, wow. Well, good luck to you and your teammates this weekend. And again, congratulations to you on all the success you've had throughout your high school career to this point, and wishing you nothing but much more success when you know, as you finish up at the high school level and then continue at the next level.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. That's going to do it for this week. 290 Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.